happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
What about protests? If people want to march down Fifth Avenue, are they going to be allowed to do so?
Look, Wolf, this is always an area of real sensitivity. If you're just talking about health, we would always say, hey, folks, you know, stay home if you can. But this is a historic moment of change. We have to respect that, but also say to people, the parades, the fairs, we just can't have that while we're focusing on health right now.
Okay, I'm confused because in the same soundbite, he says Black Lives Matter protests are historic. We must have that. But we cannot have the parades or the fairs because of health concerns. I'm puzzled by this because I would think that unless Black Lives Matter's protests have in some way cured the COVID, I would think that the health concerns would still be. Maybe I'm just confused in that regard. Kevin McCullough, welcoming you back on a very busy Friday. Governor Mike Huckabee was one of our nation's longest serving governors. He's a 2-time presidential candidate. He, of course, was Sarah's dad. Sarah, that original press secretary that gave the what for in the press room for the Trump team for such a long and distinguished period of time. Now, Kayleigh McEnany has picked up in her footsteps, who also happened to be governor's intern at one point at Fox News Channel. So, again, you want to know anything about the White House, governor's your guy, and he joins us on Fridays. Governor, I hear Mayor de Blasio make that statement within 15 seconds of a question being asked by Wolf Blitzer. Can you march down Fifth Avenue? Well, yeah, if it's Black Lives Matter, but parades and fairs and those things, they got to go. Your reaction?
Well, clearly, Mayor de Blasio, as I like to call him, thinks that somehow the coronavirus is not active. If a person is throwing a brick through a window, burning a car, taunting police officers, are even engaged in a more sedate protest. That's all somehow completely fine, and you're not going to get COVID if you're doing something that involves a protest. However, if you go to church or a synagogue, if you were to gather together with a group of people in a Bible study or go to a restaurant, you're going to die. It's just, you're going to die. This is the insanity of it. And I think it's why so many people are just fed up with the double-talking politicians who have basically sold this country out to a radical organization. And, Kevin, I want to make sure your listeners do something. Don't take my word for it. Go to the Black Lives Matter website. Look at what they're about. Look at what they believe. Understand who they are, where they've come from, and what it is that their goals are. And I say that because if people understood, you can say Black Lives Matter as a statement. I agree with that. But if you look at the organization that has put it together, I don't see how too many people can say, yeah, I agree with their goals, because their goals are to destroy America, to destroy the basic nuclear family. And I don't think that's the goals of a whole lot of people if they understood it.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Now, let me switch the sites here just a second, because Mayor de Blasio also said yesterday that tonight he's going to see to it that the high crime areas have more police presence there. Now, I've known how high crime communities feel about police for a long time. They don't want the police to be extricated from that area. They want more engagement in those areas. And of course, every weekend for the last number of weekends now, six at least, there have been double-digit shootings and killings in most of our major cities. Most of these cities also happen to be run by Democrats. I'm not saying that out of any other motivation than for, friend, as you're listening, to just know the truth. That seems to be coddling this behavior on some level. But Governor, I'm confused because I thought the idea of abolishing the police was the goal. Why is the mayor saying we're going to put more police in those areas?
Well, like most of the things this mayor has said, they're irrational and they're illogical. And that's a classic example. On one hand, you say, let's defund the police. Let's get rid of the police if we can. But not the detail that surrounds me, and let's put some more in some high crime areas. He can't have it both ways. I just find that it's very disingenuous of Mayor de Blasio to try to pretend that he cares about law and order when he clearly does not. And how would you like to be a New York City policeman? Which, by the way, I've been in New York many times, went there every week for years.
Yeah.
The finest cops, maybe the finest police department in the entire world.
No doubt.
Yeah. Prepared. I would hate to be a police officer in New York knowing that the mayor does not have my back, and that whatever happens, he's going to take the side of whoever accuses me of anything.
Well, yesterday on this very show, Ed Mullins, the current president of the Sergeant Benevolence Association, came out and said that he's actively telling young people that are asking him about what it's like to work for the NYPD. For the first time in 38 years, he's telling them, this is not the time to come work for the NYPD. Retirements are up 411% over last year at this same time period, apples to apples comparison. And the mayor decided late last week, to decline the opportunity for the next two graduating classes of the police academy to be allowed to graduate. So we're going to lose thousands of officers. We're not going to replace them. And right now, it's that bad. It's so bad that the president of the Sergeant Benevolence Association is telling people not to join. It's a miserable time in what has been the world's greatest city, particularly for law enforcement. Real quickly, Governor, last question. The Trump campaign is out with a new commercial today. I've already seen it in multiple places. It's got Joe Biden having a very hard time finding his place on a set of notes. They keep cutting back to that same scene over and over again. It's interspersed with David Axelrod and Cory Booker saying this man can't find himself. It's a direct shot at Joe Biden's mental capacity. Is that how do you think that's going to play?
Hey, it's a campaign. Everything is fair game. If you look at the stuff that's being thrown at Donald Trump,
no question.
Can hardly say that is somehow over the top. I've never seen any candidate or elected official have more thrown at him. And in the case of President Trump, more thrown at him from a legal perspective. Every member of Congress on the Democratic side, prosecutors are doing everything they can to destroy and distract him as a president and as a candidate. So if someone wants some sympathy from me, for Joe Biden, because the man fumbles through even a teleprompted speech, you're not going to get it.
Governor, what's on the big show this weekend?
Well, Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos is going to talk about our schools supposed to open and how can they do it safely. Bob Woodson, who has been such a powerful voice in helping people to understand what real racism is about, will be with us. And Charles Billingsley, a fantastic gospel singer, he will be our musical guest. It's going to be a great show to watch this weekend on TBN, The Huckabee Show.
Yeah, 8 and 11 Saturday night, repeating on Sundays at the same time. Governor, as always, thanks for ending your week with us.
Thank you, Kevin.